Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
This is Joe McKendrick, contributing analyst to eBizQ, and I'm here with Miko Matsumura, the chief strategist for Software AG and one of the organizers of the recent SOA Summit 2009 conference held in Scottsdale, Arizona. Miko, welcome.
Hi, Joe. Nice to be here.
We appreciate you being able to join us, and we're going to recap the events that took place at SOA Summit. I had the opportunity to attend myself and, of course, moderate the panel discussion. Fantastic conference. A lot of good information coming out of there. Miko, you were the MC, I guess, you could call it the MC of the event, and you provided a great overview, I thought was a terrific overview of what the state of SOA, what is required to get SOA moving. You talked about the, I guess you could call it the human element, the organizational element that companies need to embrace and work on to move SOA forward.
Yeah, and we're all pretty excited. I mean, one of the things that got picked up on by David Linthicum is pretty much what John Reimer said, which is that we're sort of moving into a next stage of SOA. Now, Dave, I think, is rightfully skeptical that since he wasn't at the event itself, didn't really feel the buzz. And not only that, but didn't actually get the chance to meet with John Reimer from Forrester and get a feel for what he was trying to say. John recently published a piece that got picked up by a number of journals as well, that a bunch of different publications talking about how SOA adoption is really taking off now. And from my vantage point, what I was hearing at the conference is that a lot of what's behind the second wave of theme here is really, it's not a new architecture. It's not, this kind of goofy SOA 2.0 type of thing that people are rightfully dismissive of. It's the same old SOA. The thing that's, I think, charging this kind of new wave of adoption is that people understand the problem better. I mean, they're really starting to hit it with the G word, governance, and they're starting to understand the requirements around getting adoption, right? And adoption is a human term. The other dimension of adoption that got exposed at the conference by Sean Valcamp at Avnet is the word that he used, the approval, right? Which is approval and adoption are two different dimensions, one of which is sort of upward facing, and the other one which is sort of downward or horizontally facing, right? Which is how do you get the troops to salute to you, and how do you get the generals to send you into the battlefield? So, I think that those two dimensions are really two different facets of the human factor. And I think that's what John Reimer was talking about when he was talking about entering a new phase.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. A lot of discussion based on Ann Thomas Main's SOA is Dead proclamation, and we didn't fight Ann on that point, but we kind of took her point and ran with it. That, and especially John kind of brought this out, that the SOA market phase, the SOA marketing phase is dead because SOA is so vital and pervasive now. It's so critical to all levels of business operations.
Yeah, I mean, at eWeek, Daryl Teft wrote a piece recently about John Reimer's article and about his point. And he said that SOA should be buried, and because it's dead. And while I enjoyed that and kind of got a laugh out of the play on words, I actually think that it's sort of kind of an unfortunate metaphor. I mean, what he's really implying is that it should be kind of hidden from view. And the question becomes, whose view should it be hidden from? And I think it is appropriate to a major extent to hide SOA from the view of, business people and people who are involved in sort of funding and things like that. But, I posted a reply on his article basically saying, like, look, think of it this way. Think of it as something like skiing, right? So skiing involves a lot of skill and grace. And really, ultimately, what you would like to be able to do is to go down the hill in a way that's sort of effortless and yet extremely fast, and also, and that's what agility is, right? Agility is kind of responding to what's actually in front of you and doing it in a way that's elegant, graceful, and dynamic, right? And so the thing about it is you don't say, like, the skill of skiing should be buried, right? It doesn't quite line up, right? It's a funny mix of metaphor, right? But what it really means is that where does the effortlessness come from? Effortlessness, right? So when you look at a really good skier, you're like, wow, that's so effortless. And so the thing is, it's like, where does that come from? And where it comes from is it comes from skill and practice and coordination and experience, right? And I think all of that is where we're going. And so I think the concept of sort of burying SOA now that it's dead is, it's a clever play on words, but it really kind of, what it doesn't really do is it doesn't reflect the kind of attention and care that the IT people need to pay in order to succeed and to create this kind of thing that looks effortless, right? It's like, wow, you know, the guy that just kind of went cowabunga with no skills and tried to get to the bottom of the hill faster, you know, it's like, huh, how is it that they're kind of sitting there with their leg broken in the middle of the hill with the ski patrol kind of lofting them down, you know? And it's just because they wanted to get to the bottom of the hill really fast, but, you know, they didn't have the skill, they didn't have the concept. And so that's kind of the metaphor that I've been sort of applying, and it's sort of what I commented on Daryl's piece. But I think that to bring it back to the kind of SOA summit, that's really what I'm seeing, right? Like I'm seeing like a lot of expertise being applied to understanding how the human element comes into the equation and how people are succeeding with adoption from that vantage point. And once again, it is skillful and graceful. Like I'm very impressed by what some of these customers are reporting.
Exactly. What you're saying came out in Kevin Flowers' presentation. Kevin Flowers of Coca-Cola Enterprises, who also keynoted at the SOA Summit, talked about his implementation. And I don't recall Kevin even actually using the term service-oriented architecture in the description of his project, the providing mobility and access to his merchandising workforce. But in the process, they have been saving millions of dollars, and they have the rest of the organization really turned on and wanting to know what John did and wanting more of it.
So, I absolutely concur. I mean, you know, we all were pretty impressed by his presentation. And I think one of the things that I felt was kind of the take home from Kevin's sort of narrative is really kind of how powerful sort of leadership is, right? Because what his style of leadership is very kind of exciting and dynamic, right? And I would almost characterize it as marketing, right? Which is that, you know, IT, he's an IT practitioner, and in some sense, he's really marketing SOA, right? He's kind of showing off what it can do, and he's like, hey, look at what I can do, and the business doesn't sit there and go, oh, yeah, you know, like, that's a really good SOA, like, you know, like, that's not that interesting to them. What the business is seeing is they're saying, like, how the heck did you get all that financial information and real-time sales and distribution information onto this map, and how can you kind of real time see the mobile workforce deploying and delivering Coca-Cola products? Like, that's astonishing. Like, we're on board, and we're going to fund whatever it is that you're doing over there, right? And you know, it isn't to do with like, hey, that's a pretty neat SOA, right? I mean, obviously, and to some extent, if you kind of read Anne's article, it's consistent in the sense that, you know, her point is that you don't go to the business and say, fund my nice SOA. And you know, Kevin Flowers, I think, hit the nail on the head there, which is, you know, he's basically showing the result. He's saying, look, this is what a good skier looks like, you know. And in a way, it's harder. But, you know, as Paolo Malinverno from Gartner says, SOA is inevitable, right? And what he means by that is that if you ski down the hill enough times, you're going to become a good skier. And if you keep trying to go faster without learning the skills, you're going to hurt yourself. And so, you know, so just give it time and you will go that way. I mean, you don't have much choice. You can choose other ways, but you're probably just going to hurt yourself.
Yeah. In fact, I quoted Malcolm Gladwell, author of Outliers. He said, all the master practitioners in any field, their secret to success is having put in at least 10,000 hours.
Yeah, I really appreciated that. Like in the panel, that was one of your lead-ins, which is this kind of notion of having outliers and people who have kind of written the books or who've really done the legwork to try to pioneer a field. And the thing that's funny about SOA is that, you know, for a long time, we were kind of looking at a bunch of these abstractions like web services and all these kind of goofy little side trails and trying to figure out if there really truly is a layer of abstraction. And the thing that I think we're increasingly discovering is that the layer that we're really talking about is sort of the human layer. One of the themes that I kind of tossed out at the conference is this concept of stepping out of your silo. And I think that was something you picked out, which, you know, I appreciated. It gave me the opportunity to revisit the idea. And what I'm really kind of like garnering from that and from how people responded to it is that what's happening in adoption is that people have understood the core problem. They understood the core problem as being essentially that there's this huge explosive value trapped in enterprise software in silos, right? And that all you have to do is connect two silos, and it's almost like connecting a positive and a negative electrical system. You get energy, right? And that's exciting, but then people get that on top of the silo, there's sort of tribal behavior, and that there's business unit behavior, and there's competition and aggression and rivalry and, you know, all kinds of different contention points, not just the sort of technical platform integration, right? So that's the difference between integration and SOA, which we talked about, you know, at the conference, which is the difference is that integrating systems are logical and well-behaved, and you just have to figure out the protocol, whereas different groups of people have their own political interests and economic interests. But I think that the thing that brings it down to the sort of stepping out of your silo theme is basically that people are beginning to understand that there's an individual behavioral component, right? And if you kind of dig into it, that's what a lot of people are starting to drive to with this sort of life cycle governance thing. Like federation life cycle governance actually drills down now to the sort of level of individual behavior, right? Which is, for example, if you go down to a developer and you ask them, like, well, why should I look in the registry at all? And why should I reuse what's in the registry at all? And why should I connect it to my business processes? And, you know, individual people are going to ask these questions. So the thing that's fascinating, Sean at the Avnet said that he actually takes measurements at three different levels to coordinate his adoption program. The three different levels are essentially financial measurements, operational measurements, and behavioral measurements. And I really enjoyed that because, to me, I felt like these three levels of measurement, both in the strategical as well as the tactical domain, create a matrix of measurement that enables you to drive adoption best practices down to the individual behavior level, right? And the thing that was funny about his situation is, since they're such a kind of radical sort of B2B platform, they don't necessarily control and govern all the provider and consumer communities that flow across their network. So some of his metrics, behavioral metrics, are relatively soft. Like, for example, he measures attendance. So Sean will hold sort of an SOA summit of his own internal to Avnet, and he'll count the people from the different groups that come. And he'll sit there and he'll take specific note of groups that didn't send any people. And he'll use that as an adoption measurement. Now, he doesn't go then and turn around and use it as a stick to go beat those people up, which I think actually works in some organizations, right? You can actually say there's some organizations where you have a little bit of leverage to beat people up, but in his case, he didn't do that at all. What he looked at is well, if they're not going to come to my thing, I need to reach out to them. Like, I need to go to them and say, you know, I need to basically sell my product. I need to go to them and say, what can I do to make it more exciting for you? What can I do to make, you know, you join my thing? And that's pretty neat. You know, what I think it comes down to then is it comes down to individual behavior, which I think that's where the rubber's meeting the road now. And that's why I think John Reimer is legitimately able to say that we've entered a next stage.
Okay, thanks, Miko. Well, that wraps up the first part of this podcast with Miko Matsumiro, Chief Strategist for Software AG. And please join us for part two coming up.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.